person, served Michigan in the state house as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday, February 17, 2026 edition. I got a tag this morning by Kevin Kievsky. He's the candidate running for attorney general. In full disclosure, I have personally endorsed Kevin for the upcoming March 28th. Endorsement nominating convention that the Michigan Republican Party will hold down in Novi Saturday, March 28th, a week from this Thursday, February 26th. There's been a call to convention for all county precinct delegates for the Republican Party. So if you're a duly elected precinct delegate, you should be aware, have been notified already, that you have to go to county convention 7 p.m. on Thursday, February 26th. At that county convention, each county will pick the delegates they intend to send down to Novi to make the vote for Attorney General, Secretary of State, Supreme Court Justice, if we end up with any candidates, as well as the universities. Well, in looking at various news stories, Kevin Kievsky came along to a Detroit news story that talks about Detroit police chief doubling down on betraying our officers. In an outrageous escalation, Detroit police chief Todd Bettison intends to fire two dedicated Detroit police officers are doing their jobs and contacting the U.S. Customs and Border Protection during a routine traffic stop that uncovered individuals here illegally, including one when doing a check, found that there was an outstanding felony warrant for one of the individuals. The officers immediately contacted U.S. Customs and Border Patrol to get to the scene. Well, at that time, after being processed for the traffic stop, ICE took them into custody. Well, now the police chief intends on firing the two officers. Now, this is Kevin Kievsky speaking about this Detroit news story. These Detroit police officers protected the public and upheld federal laws, but now they're being sacrificed for dangerous sanctuary city style policies that forbid cooperation with federal immigration authorities, thereby putting politics over public safety. The administration's refusal to support law enforcement while shielding immigration lawbreakers endangers every Michigan family. As Michigan's next attorney general, I will stand unwaveringly with our men and women in blue, our police officers. And I will push for full federal state cooperation on immigration enforcement, federal laws, and dismantle these reckless policies and restore real law and order to the state of Michigan. As your next attorney general, Michigan deserves leaders who will put our citizens first, not illegal aliens. Let's make Michigan safe, strong, and red again in 2026. And then he posted just the screenshot, basically, of the Detroit News story. This came out yesterday evening, last evening at 8:30 p.m. Max Bryan was the reporter. And basically, the lead-in, Detroit police chief plans to fire officers who called Border Patrol during a traffic stop. Now, this is interesting because the first paragraph, very interesting, is that Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison said he plans to fire two officers who in recent months called Customs and Border Patrol at a traffic stop, leading to detentions. At a Board of Police Commissioners meeting Thursday, this was last Thursday, Bettison said he had suspended the officers with pay, one being a sergeant and another one a traffic officer. So pretty interesting development in bringing to our attention this story, because I got to tell you something. Let's see, was this in the I thought it was in the Detroit News. Yes, it was the Detroit News, and it also had a follow-up in the Detroit Free Press as well. Okay, I wanted to make sure I had my sources correct. Because here's the bottom line. And Pastor Chatfield and I spoke about this on Friday together. We talked about this, and something that people need to understand. These laws that ICE, Border Patrol, are basically enforcing are federal laws. These are statutes passed in Washington, D.C., both by the U.S. House of Representatives and Congress and the U.S. Senate, signed into law by a president. Because of our U.S. Constitution and the Supremacy Clause, you have to understand that basically federal laws take precedent even over state laws. So if you're violating federal immigration laws, you're here unlawfully, snuck into the country, whatever, but you don't have work visas, you're not a naturalized citizen, you basically are here from another country, and you entered the country illegally, you're subject to federal law enforcement. Federal laws supersede state laws. And federal officers, which ICE is and Border Patrol agents are, they doing their job enforcing federal laws under a direct order by the President of the United States? Well, there's absolutely nothing in our state constitution that prohibits local law enforcement from assisting federal agents in doing their job. But you see, it's because of these sanctuary cities where they feel that they are going to protect people who are in our country illegally. Well, then we've got a contradiction in them not understanding federal law, not understanding the United States Constitution Supremacy Clause, and them not understanding the role of these federal agents. This is what caused all the problems in Minneapolis. The governor, Tim Walz, doesn't understand it, and the mayor of Minneapolis doesn't understand it. And because of their lack of education of this very basic concept, caused them to incite their citizens against ICE. And immediately, these protesters started basically getting in the way of allowing the federal agents to do their jobs. Escalated, got out of control, absolutely, totally, 100%. That is for certain. Now, did it necessarily justify lethal force? My opinion, perhaps not. There could have been other ways to solve it, but I wasn't the officer. I had not gone through his life experiences as an officer, and they chose to do things based on the situation they found themselves. Lethal force was used. Two people died. Well, now the Democrats in Washington want to continue keeping partially some of the departments shut down out of the budget process. Problem is, the funding areas that they're going for in order to demand changes to the way ICE is doing things is affecting other departments. Number one, TSA agents at our airports, the Coast Guard, other bureaucratic agencies, departments are being affected by this temporary government shutdown. And guess what? They're not even in Washington, D.C. this week. They're not going to be back in session until next week, next Monday, the 23rd. So the Democrats wanting to demand change, 10 specific points they're demanding, not even in Washington talking about it. But again, you have to understand this president ran on getting rid of illegals in our country, going after the worst people first, but still continuing to get rid of illegals in our country. Why are the Democrats really so much against this? Why is that? Why do they want illegals in our country? It all has to do with the census, populations, and then determining the representation in Washington, D.C. for the Congress. The U.S. House of Representatives is based on population. And that's what they're all wanting to do for the upcoming 2030 U.S. Census. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing, people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
My favorite truck driving song. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. Every single time when I was done being out for 4 to 6 weeks, long haul cross country truck driving, if I called it quits and said, that's it, I'm heading home, I played that song over and over and over again. Absolutely love that song. Brings back some great memories from another life. Breaking news, just got it in at the radio station. Reported that Reverend Jesse Jackson has died at the age of 84. Yes, so that just coming into the studio just now, and kind of interesting. Robert Duvall, last evening I heard, passed away on Sunday. He was 95. And it's funny because usually, isn't it interesting how many times over years we've been hearing about deaths, and it seems like they come in threes. So we're waiting to see who perhaps would be the third major well-known celebrity person to die here within the last couple of days. Reverend Jesse Jackson dies at age 84. Well, one of the things that was interesting in all this, I guess, issues that are currently facing our country. Yesterday afternoon, I was called and agreed to do a interview with NPR. And they did an interview with me 4 years ago, actually, after the first year of the Joe Biden administration. And what I was expecting out of that administration. And now she called me yesterday to ask me to give my opinion on what Donald Trump has accomplished so far in his first year back in office and what I expect going forward. And she questioned me right out of the gate about my opinion on the ICE issue, President Trump ordering ICE agents to go into these cities and to arrest and basically bring in individuals for deportation. And I went through that whole explanation with her about the U.S. Constitution, the Supremacy Clause, federal laws, and that basically I think they did a bad job educating the public about it. especially the folks in Minnesota. I think if they had spent a little bit more time up front having Tom Homan there and explaining that whole thing, federal laws, supremacy clause, what ICE agents have been put on notice by the president to do to carry out his agenda, which he got elected on, it could have prepped that particular city, that particular state for it. But it was just announced they were going in, and all of a sudden, the governor, Walz, the mayor, just completely freaked out. And that was my opinion. And it was very entertaining to be interviewed by her because she came at things, obviously, from a very progressive, socialist, left, Democrat position. But she was at least willing to allow me to speak. And the banter back and forth, whenever I made a statement, she would then question me about it to learn more. And I found it to be very, very interesting. And I said, when do you plan to put these up? She said, we're going to do it as a segment of all the guests that she interviewed yesterday and actually last week. I think she said I was the last one that she was putting into the story segment. And I said, okay, well, do me a favor and send me a link to it when you produce it. And she said, absolutely. And she said, thank you for spending time with me. She said it was very educational, and I'm sure perhaps our audience will agree and probably agree that they learned something. And I said, well, I appreciate that. That's what I try to do every single day on my show. I explained to her the website, the radio station, the show, and what we try to do, Michigan news, Michigan politics, but sometimes we're forced to get into federal issues. And she said, very interesting, and thank you for your time, and she's going to send me the link. So we'll see when it posts and when they plan to air it, and perhaps I can get a link to it and be able to play it for you guys when she produces it and sends it to me. One final thought about this whole thing. Tom Homan last night said that what the Democrats don't understand is that their efforts are going to continue even during the government shutdown. The reason for it, the funding for the immigration policy for President Trump was funded in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that was passed last year. He said point blank, the Democrats don't even understand this, but we got a ton of money. We're fully funded and we're even hiring more agents. And one thing he didn't understand, they wanted body cams on ICE agents. He said they already have the $20 million, are in the process of spending it and getting the body cams on the ICE agents. They're already doing it. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Short break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district is